CNN projects that Barack Obama will be reelected president of the United States. He will remain in the White House for another 4 years.
Months of campaigning, primaries, caucuses, rallies, debates, all leading up to that moment, the announcement of a victory and a second term in office for President Obama. It takes at least 270 votes in the Electoral College to win the presidency. In Tuesday's election, CNN projected that President Obama won more than 300. In the race for the White House, Republican and Democratic candidates clashed over their differences. But as that race came to a close, the president talked about the things that Americans have in common, and he talked about what lies ahead for the nation.
It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Native American or young or old or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight, you can make it here in America if you're willing to try. Seize this future together, because we are not as divided as our politics suggests. We're not as cynical as the pundits believe. We are greater than the sum of our individual ambitions, and we remain more than a collection of red states and blue states. We are, and forever will be, the United States of America. And together, with your help and God's grace, we will continue our journey forward and remind the world just why it is that we live in the greatest nation on earth. Thank you, America. God bless you. God bless these United States.
For former Governor Romney, Tuesday's election marked the end of a journey that started nearly a year and a half ago. He won the Republican Party's presidential nomination, but he wasn't able to rally enough support to win the White House. Last night, he congratulated his opponent, he thanked his supporters, and he talked about his hopes for the country's future.
This election is over, but our principles endure. I believe that the principles upon which this nation was founded are the only sure guide to a resurgent economy and to renewed greatness. Like so many of you, Paul and I have left everything on the field. We have given our all to this campaign. I so wish that I had been able to fulfill your hopes to lead the country in a different direction, but the nation chose another leader, and so Ann and I join with you to earnestly pray for him and for this great nation. Thank you, and God bless America. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
I am not frightened by what lies ahead. And I don't believe the American people are frightened by what lies ahead.
I want to work for the hopes and interests not only of my supporters, but of the governors and of those who didn't vote at all. To those who supported me, I will try to be worthy of your trust. And to those who did not, I will try to earn it.
On this day, with high hopes and brave hearts, in massive numbers, the American people have voted to make a new beginning.
The presidency is more than an honor. It is more than an office. It is a charge to keep, and I will give it my all.
Because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
Some big moments for those men who are all on their way to be president of the United States. But how much do you know about the position itself? Here's a little quiz we have for you. You may know that you have to be at least 35 years old and you have to have been born in the U.S. But you also have to have lived in the U.S. for at least how many years? The answer is 14. Next up, who was the longest serving U.S. president? Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected to 4 terms, and that record appears safe because there's a current limit of 2 terms. That song you hear played for president at official events. What's the name of that? It's titled Hail to the Chief. What about the oldest elected U.S. president? Ronald Reagan was 69 when he became president. And the youngest elected? John F. Kennedy was elected at the age of 43. And finally, what is the U.S. president's salary? $400,000 a year.